Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin, and today we're up to parak Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Hamocher Avdo L'Goy. If a person sells his Eved Kanani to a Goy, to a non-Jew, and therefore the Eved Kanani, so long as he's owned by a Jew, is Chayiv in Mitzvos Ki'isha, and now that he's going to be owned by a non-Jew, he's not going to be able to do the Mitzvos. O L'Chutz La'aretz, or even if you sell him to a Jew, but you sell him to a Jew who lives in Chutz La'aretz, so he's not going to be able to do any of the Mitzvos Hatzlius Ba'aretz. So Yatza Ben the slave just gets to go free. The Chacham punished the guy, the Adon, who would sell an Eved into such a position, meaning so it's the penalty for the original master is that he loses the Eved. He has to be Meshachar the Eved, and even if the Eved subsequently escapes and comes back to the original master says, I'm sorry, now you're a free man, you don't have to work for me anymore, and you're just a Jew. Ein Podin Esashuim Yosak they demand. Whenever it comes to Pidyon Shvuyim, we don't pay more than their actual value in order to affect the Pidyon Shvuyim. It used to be Pidyon Shvuyim was not Sakarnas Nefashos, it wasn't Bikuach Nefesh, wasn't that every day someone's held captive in Gaza that you have to worry if they're alive or not. It used to be Pidyon Shvuyim was just a money-making scheme that pirates would have, but they wouldn't kill people. So if it wasn't, if that's what all it was about, so you're not supposed to pay more than their value. And that's also Tikkun Olam, because if it became too lucrative a profession to take captives, then people would take a lot more captives, and that would be terrible. You're also not allowed to help Jewish captives escape from non-Jews. That's also a tikkun olam, because if captives escape too frequently, then people would be very cruel to prevent Jewish captives from escaping. The reason we do it is because you're going to help captive A escape, and captive B is still going to be there, and they're going to take it out on him. So he's going to suffer terribly from that. You shouldn't buy Sfarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzos from a non-Jew for more than they're actually worth. Also because we don't want a non-Jew knowing that if he steals the Torah, that a Jew is going to do whatever he can to get it back, and that he'll get a boatload of money to sell that Torah back to a Jew. So we don't want to encourage such behavior. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin now. Hamotzi Yisishto Mishum Shem Ra Lo Yachzir. If a person divorced his wife because he assumed that she had, okay, there was a rumor that she had committed adultery, so he's not allowed to remarry her afterwards. Mishum Neder Lo Yachzir. If he divorced his wife because she takes Nidarim, he's not allowed to remarry her because we're afraid that she might get married to someone else, have children, and then it will turn out that the rumors were not true, or that the neder didn't really happen, or they were matir the neder, and the first husband is going to say, I never would have divorced her if I would have known that she didn't really commit adultery. I never would have divorced her if I would have known that you can get rid of this neder. And then he'll void his get, so her new marriage is adultery, her new children are all mamzerim. That would be an absolute disaster. So we take away any impetus the first husband might have to make such a claim by saying, no matter what you say, you're never getting her back anyway. You're not allowed to remarry her. So now, focusing on the case where a man divorced his wife because she had made a neder, so we said that he can't take her back, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol neder she'yadu barabim lo yachzir. If the public knew about the neder, then he's not allowed to take her back. But v'shelo yadu barabim yachzir. But if the masses did not know about it, then he can take her back. Because the assumption is that the reason that he's not allowed to take her back when he divorced her because of a neder is because we want to punish her because she was so posheya in her nedarim. So she deserves that, but she only deserves that if it was a public neder, because she's showing that she just mamish doesn't really care about nedarim at all. Rabbi Meir agrees with the Tanakh, that he has nothing to do with punishing her about Nadarim. It's to prevent him from claiming that he didn't mean to get divorced, and that he and thereby voiding the whole get. If you divorce her because of a neder that requires a chacham to undo the neder, and the husband couldn't undo it himself, he's not allowed to take her back. Lo yachzir. But if he could have been mevat matel that neder himself, he could have been made for the neder, then yachzir, then he can remarry her, because the concern is the husband is going to claim that I didn't mean to divorce her, but that's only if you needed a chacham. Husband could say that he wouldn't have divorced her if I would have known that you would find a chacham that's willing to be mevatel such a neder, be made for such a neder, I never would have gotten divorced. But you can't make such a claim when you could have been made for the neder. What do you mean you wouldn't have gotten divorced? You could have been made for the neder if you didn't like the neder. Fourth shita, Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo asu ze el mepreze. The chacham asked them to remarry where the neder requires a chacham, because they asked her to remarry where it didn't require a chacham. Meaning, in principle, Rabbi Meir is really right, that had it required a chacham, we need to make such a takana. If it didn't require a chacham, we don't need to make such a takana. But we would go there, one case, atu, the other case. Now, what if the husband made a neder to divorce her, and then he divorced her, so then of course he's allowed to remarry her. So the Mishnah tells a story, meaning up until now we were talking about where the wife made a neder. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef says, Maisa b'tzaydim be'echot shamar lishto. There was a story inside them. The guy said to his wife that I'm taking a neder that perus ha'olam arasar alai with a konam. If I don't divorce you, and therefore he divorces her so that he can eat perus again. The chacham allowed him to remarry her because the whole reason that you're not allowed to remarry the woman that you divorced on account of a neder is because of tikkun ha'olam, to prevent the husband from saying, oh, the divorce was a mistake. That, but if the husband is the one that made the neder, so you can't claim the divorce was a mistake because he's the one that enacted the whole thing. So the whole issur is not going to apply. We're not going to make a gezeira to include even such a case. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Dal Mishnah Vav, we said that someone who sells his eved to a goy or to chutz la'aretz, the eved just goes free if he ever comes back. And we said another takana is that you're not allowed to be podesh shvuyim for more than they're actually worth for tikkun olam. You're not allowed to help a shavui escape because of tikkun olam. And Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says not just because of tikkun olam that people are going to be extra mean to shvuyim, but people will be extra mean to the shvuyim that are left behind. And then we said not to buy svarim, tefillin, and mezuzahs from goyim for more than they're actually worth. We don't want them to know that it's a good business. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that someone who divorces his wife because there were rumors that she cheated on him or because she took a neder, there's the takana that he's not allowed to remarry her. But Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's a neder that the rabbim knew about. If it's a neder that the rabbim didn't know about, so she's not so reckless, and then he's allowed to remarry her. And then Rabbi Meir said that any neder that required a chakiras chacham, we're concerned he's going to say, oh, I never thought you would have found a chacham, and therefore I never would have divorced her, and therefore he's not allowed to remarry her. But if it didn't require a chakiras chacham, and he could have been the one to be made for the neder, so then he is allowed to remarry her. And Rabbi Lazar said, no, they're both aser, even if it didn't require a chakiras chacham, because of a gzeira, one to the other. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that there was a story inside them where the man is the one that made the neder to divorce his wife, and therefore he divorced her, and the Chum said he's allowed to remarry her because there's no claim that he can make that the whole thing was on a false premise when he's the one that is to blame. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches.